When the Alaska Marine Highway System docked the Lakonti and Aurora for repairs at the end of October, four communities in southeast Alaska lost winter ferry service: Angoon, Tenneke, Pelican, and Gustavus. None of them can be accessed by road, and only Gustavus has a runway for landing planes. Angoon Mayor Joshua Bowen says this has made it difficult to bring goods into the community.
You know, no one was able to go over to Juneau to do any shopping, grocery shopping and supplies and all that for the month of November. The biggest part is there's no vehicles. The only way that we're able to move vehicles in and out of Angoon is on the ferry. And, you know, our store, they have big trucks and, you know, that they load up with their supplies and all that and groceries.
Recently, AMHS decided to deploy the Tazlina to restore winter ferry service to some southeast Alaska communities. The ship will provide trips between Juneau, Haines, Skagway, Hoonah, and Gustavus starting this week. The Tazlina can't serve Angoon right now because there's a problem with the ferry dock. AMHS spokesperson Sam Dapsevich says its ramp is broken.
At some point a while back, it was damaged. There's a couple of arms that are attached to the motors that lift it up and down, and those arms were bent. The Lakonti and the Aurora had their own ramp on the stern of the vessel, so they would back in and lower their ramp.
The Tazlina doesn't have a ramp, so right now it can't load and offload at Angoon's dock. Dapsevich says it will take some time to repair the dock's loading ramp, but AMHS is working on a quick fix for the interim.
We're exploring the option of using heavy equipment to raise and lower the apron. And when those details are worked out, we'll have a better idea of the service that'll be available for Angoon.
AMHS has scheduled the Tazlina to make trips between Juneau and Angoon on December 13th and December 15th. In the meantime, the city of Angoon is looking into hiring private marine transportation to shuttle residents to and from Juneau. Mayor Bowen says that Allen Marine has catamarans that could carry up to 150 people, depending on the amount of freight on board.
We're not trying to find a permanent solution to replace the ferry system. We're just trying to get our people back and forth any way we can.
The city has proposed hiring catamarans for November 24th, 27th, and 30th. Bowen says they would like to cap ticket prices at $65. Residents from Tenneke may be included on those runs to Juneau as well. As for larger freight, the city may contract the Gold Belt Corporation to send ships over from Juneau in December. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.